We're in Perek Zion, 7th Perek, Mishnah Bet. Says the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael shenisais lekohen v'hichnisa lo avadim, bein avdei melug, bein avdei tzon barzel, hare elu yochlu betruma. So if a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, and she brings to the marriage slaves, doesn't matter whether these slaves are avdei melug or tzon barzel, meaning that they're really hers and he just enjoys the fruits or benefits of them, or if they're actually really his and he is responsible for them to give her a set of money that they evaluated from the beginning. As we said, the difference is between nichsei melug and nichsei tzon barzel. Either way, the slaves are allowed to eat truma because they belong to the kohen. Either they belong directly to the kohen because it's tzon barzel, or they belong to the kohen through the transitive property that the kohen's wife is considered part halachically belonging to or attached to the kohen. And so also her slaves are also considered part of his belongings in his household. Ubas kohen shenisis liyisroel v'hichnisa lo bein avdei melug, bein avdei tzon barzel. Hare elu lo yochlu betruma. If you have a bas kohen who marries a Yisrael, and she brings with her slaves, it doesn't matter what types of slaves they are, they're not allowed to eat in truma. As we said, that a bas Yisrael who marries a kohen, so she eats truma as long as she's married to the kohen. And even if that kohen dies, she'll continue to eat truma if she has children from that kohen, bishchus, in the merit of the children. If a bas kohen marries a Yisrael, so then she doesn't eat truma anymore because she's out of her father's house. But if she goes back to her father's house, she's divorced or widowed, and she goes back to her father's house, she does return to eat truma as long as she does not have children. If she does have children, then she does not return to her father's house for the halacha of eating truma. Mishnah Gimel. We'll see that those come to play here in Mishnah Gimel. Bas Yisrael shenises lekohen umeis v'hinicha me'uberes lo yochlu avadeha betruma v'bnei chelkel shel ubar shahubar posel ve'eno ma'achil divrei Rebbe Yosi. A Bas Yisrael that gets married to a Kohen, and then the Kohen dies, and he leaves her over pregnant. So her slaves do not eat in Truma because of the Chelko, because of the Chelek, the portion of the fetus. And the fetus puzzles and doesn't permit to eat. What this means over here is that a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen. Now, even if they have other children, so the woman is still allowed to eat truma, even after the Kohen dies, in the merit of the children. But the slaves we're talking about over here are avdei tzon barzel, so they really belong to the father, and therefore they belong to the inheritors of the father, which are his sons. So over here, when this father dies, the ubar, the fetus, really owns part of these slaves. Now, since the slaves are owned by the ubar will puzzle them from being able to eat, but he doesn't have the ability to make them eat. Meaning that there's two reasons given over here. One is it's possible since the ubar owns part of the slave, but the ubar does not have the ability to give the slave the right to eat truma yet, for one of two reasons. Either because he's in the womb of his mother, and his mother is not a kohen, so a fetus in the womb of a Bas Yisrael is called a non-kohen until he's actually born. That's one possibility. The other possibility over here is that there just isn't, because the pasuk says that only someone who's born into the kohen's house, the child does not have the ability to let the kohen eat, to give that authority until he's actually born and in the world. Either of those two reasons means that even though these slaves who belong to Kohanim, because this Kohen who died has children who own the slave, but the slave is also owned by the fetus will prevent the slave from eating. The fact that the ubar is posel is talking about if the reverse case, if a bas kohen is married to a yisrael, and he dies, but his wife, the bas kohen, is pregnant. They have no other children, but she's pregnant. So that pregnancy, that fetus, will prevent her from returning to her father's house for the halacha of eating truma. And the eino machil part is the part that we just spoke about, that he will prevent. Obviously, he will prevent if the Bas Yisrael and the Kohen have no other children, so then this fetus will not allow her to eat, because the fetus can't eat. But not only that, but even if they have other children and she is allowed to eat and the slaves are allowed to eat, but since the Ubar owns part of the slaves, he can still prevent the slaves from eating because he doesn't have the koach, he doesn't have the ability to feed them truma, to give them that ability, for one of the two reasons we spoke of. Again, either because the pasuk says he has to be born of his father's house and this child's not born yet, or because while he's in his mother's womb, he is considered a zar, a non-kohen, and not considered a kohen yet. That's all the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Amru lo me'achar she'eidet alanu al bas Yisrael le'kohen, af bas kohen le'kohen, u'meis ve'hinicha me'uberes, lo yochlu avadeha betruma, mibnei chelko shel ubar. The Chachamim want to take the words of Rabbi Yossi one step further, and they said, once you have testified to us about a bas Yisrael to a kohen, as Rabbi Yossi just said, so even a bas kohen le kohen, and then the kohen dies and he leaves her over pregnant, so her slave should not be able to eat truma because of the portion of the fetus. So again, let's say that this bas kohen and this kohen have other children, and now this bas kohen is pregnant again with let's say the third child or whatever it is. So then the kohen dies. So that fetus owns part of the slaves, and he doesn't have the ability to feed the slaves yet. Now, if you take our two reasons, only one of them applies over here. That if the reason is because a fetus in the womb of a woman is not a Kohen yet, well, this woman is a Kohen. So this child is definitely a Kohen because he's in the womb of a Bas Kohen, and he's from a Kohen. So he's a Kohen even when he is a fetus. So that reason cannot be the reason over here. Rather, it must be the reason is because only a child who's actually born has the ability to feed someone truma, and not a child who isn't born yet. That is the end of the third Mishnah.